Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 4:16-30. No prophet is ever accepted in his own land. The Spirit is upon me. Your inner spiritual life is so important. It's absolutely necessary that you seek the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Don't make decisions without first resorting to Him. The Holy Spirit is the gentle breeze that covers your soul. He is the comfort in your moments of anguish. Don't let go of the Holy Spirit. Don't leave Him aside. Take the opportunity today to ask for one of the 7 gifts. Ask for fortitude so that you can move forward. Ask for the light of wisdom in moments which seem hard or dark, or in moments when you don't know how to decide certain things or manage certain situations. There is a second point, and it's God invites you to announce. You are an announcer. Don't stop evangelizing. Today we can evangelize in different ways, either with a phrase or a quote on Facebook or an image on Instagram that might help and encourage others. There are so many things which can be done to proclaim the gospel. Use your creativity because that helps a lot. Don't forget face-to-face interaction, being able to look at those around you and asking them what's wrong or come, what can I help you with? Those are also ways of evangelizing. Helping an elderly person who has difficulty to cross the road, that's a way of evangelizing as well. The proclamation of the gospel is focused on the person, and it aims to bringing that person into contact with God. You are a vital part of evangelizing the Word. And the third issue is, who is this? Yes, your nearest and dearest might find it difficult to understand your evangelizing language. You may run into people who might hurt you emotionally for being an announcer. But don't give up. God is with you. Many will question you and even discredit you. Don't be afraid, because God makes all things new, and with you, He can do marvelous things. So come on, because heaven is our goal. With you, evangelization becomes sweeter. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.